This show is a production of the Ultimate Homeschool Network. Hi, my name is Felice Gerwitz, and I'm the host of the Ultimate Homeschool Radio Show. I've met some amazing godly people. The Lord put these people in my path, and I can't wait to introduce you. I invite you to connect with all of us on the Ultimate Homeschool Radio Network on Facebook. And now, let's get started. Well, hi, and welcome to all of you who are joining us today. My name is Felice Gerwitz, and as I said in this intro, I have some amazing people that the Lord puts in my path, and the same could be said for John Zimmerman of TabletClass.com. Welcome, John.
Hello. It's great to be here.
Oh, John, it is such a pleasure to have you on. You and I had a conversation a few weeks back, and you were telling me so much great information that I kept saying to you, oh, I just wish I had the recording on in the background so I could get some of this. And so you've agreed to come on and be our sponsor here at the Ultimate Homeschool Radio Show. And as our sponsor, you are going to be providing information for all of us about tablet class. And you know, homeschoolers are a very interesting group of people that we see a lot of curriculum that is out there, and we are very, very discerning. And as for myself, I've been homeschooling since 1986 and have an education degree. So I don't take these things lightly. If I have somebody coming on the show, I want to take a look at the materials, and I have, and I've been very, very impressed, and more so with the fact that you have this amazing diverse background. You've worked in education for 20 years, and you began your career as a Marine, where you received a college scholarship and a commission as a naval officer. So you have this background in math, and you basically could be taking it easy and playing golf every day on the golf course with your buddies if you like that sort of thing. I don't know. But you have decided instead to partner with a team with Vince Garcia and a software developer to create this amazing software for kids to learn more about math. So, you know, John, tell us a little bit about this background and why you're just not taking it easy, and, you know, you are really passionate about getting kids to understand mathematics, especially in middle and high school.
Wow. Well, thank you for that wonderful introduction. I, you know, I think about taking it easy. Boy, I wouldn't even know how to do that because I think that could be boring. I look at, oh, am I ever going to retire someday? But I think the thing is, I've always been drawn to doing meaningful things. And just to give you a quick summary again of my background, I, at 17 years old, I went in the Marine Corps, and I was just, you know, I grew up with a large family, six sisters, so people often kid me, my sisters pushed me out. I said, no, they got me ready for the Marine Corps. But no, I joined the Marine Corps, and it was my first real experience in discovering how much a person can do, that most people don't realize how much they can accomplish, because it's more of a mental thing. And, you know, when I went in the Marine Corps, it really challenged me to do things that I thought I could never do. And I got so much strength from that experience. And I'm, you know, to this day still, you know, have that as part of my embedded core philosophy, is what the Marine Corps taught me, never quit. And I basically took that. I said, well, what can I do with my life? And one thing led to another. I said, well, I wanted to fly jets in the military. So, well, how do I do that? And so, well, I have to become a Navy officer or become an officer. And so I applied for Navy scholarship, and I was luckily accepted for that, and I went off to the University of San Diego. And I first started off as an econ major, economics, and I was doing calculus. And, you know, I really like math. You know, so I mean, I'm drawn to challenges. So I decided to switch majors and study math, and so I graduated with a BA in mathematics from the University of San Diego, And then I served about another 4.5 years in the Navy as a Navy officer, surface warfare officer. And I had a chance to deploy over the world. I spent some time in the Middle East, serving our country in a combat zone. And those experiences also shaped me. And when I left the service, I had a my son at the time was a year old. When I left, I said, well, I was always gone, so that's kind of, you know, I made a decision to leave, to resign my commission. And from there, I said, well, let me, you know, go into engineering, because I was getting recruited from different companies, and I went into chemical engineering. And I enjoyed working with that, but I kind of bored. I needed something a little bit more meaningful, and somebody suggested that maybe you should become a math teacher. I said, well, you know, I don't know. And I, well, one summer I said, well, let me go ahead and apply. I don't even think I can qualify as a math teacher because you need a certificate. And this is in the state of New Jersey. And I applied and to a really good school district. They said, well, you know, would you hire me as a math teacher? And they said, oh, absolutely, would hire you. I said, well, I don't have my certificate. And they said, don't worry, we'll train you. They had a particular program where you could start as a teacher, then they would train you as you went. And boy, that was tough. It was, when I first became a teacher, I was like, I think I'm going to find my calling here, because it's a leadership role. As a teacher, you're working with young people. It's very similar to what I was doing in the Navy, working with, you know, people to get them to accomplish a mission. So I saw my classroom almost as my students as my unit, you know, and I was responsible for them. And but long and short of it is it was extremely challenging and extremely meaningful. So that really pulled me in. I said, well, this is where, you know, my passion is going to be, because it's going to, you know, I can really impact people's lives. And so I taught high school math. I taught middle school math. I taught online math for a number of years. And during that time, I was doing my master's in educational technology. So I was doing a lot with computer programming and video technology. And I started dabbling with some things to help my students at home. So a video instruction, I said, well, I make some tutorials with some stuff, and my students absolutely loved it. The parents loved it, the kids loved it, and it was definitely nothing like tablet class, but it was just a concept that kind of thing.
Right.
This can help kids, and the internet and the technology can really work. So I was early on, I think, with some of the online video instruction. There was really not much out there at that time, so I kind of had to teach myself what worked, you know, through just a series of experimentation and feedback from my students. But from that point, one thing led to another. As I kept developing my online resources for my students, it became so popular, it was really, even I was getting attention from principals, and they were scratching their heads and saying, wow, this guy's really doing something unique here. And I know some amazing people in technology, and just got together. I said, let's build something unique. Let's kind of really build something out. And this is the beginning of Concepts Tablet Class. And that early 2000s.
Yeah, and, you know, and technology, as you said, has really grown phenomenally. I know I did some things on the internet as well, and it's just amazing how much more you can do today and make it viable for the family. In fact, when we logged in, I don't know why, but in the back of my mind, I'm thinking, you know, that there's always glitches on websites. So, you know, the kids logged in, we set up our account, and we were clicking through classes, and everything worked, John. And I'm thinking, oh, this is really cool. You know, because I think right, you know, because I'm so geared up to, you know, you're going to click a button and watch it queue for half an hour, you know, and then the kids are gone. But no, everything, you know, worked really, really quickly. And so we're going to talk about some things specifically to Tablet Class, as well as, you know, how parents can find out more information and also get the special offer that you have. But before we do that, you know, one of the things, again, homeschoolers do their homework, and there is that elephant in the room, if you will, with a Common Core. So first of all, let's talk very briefly about Common Core. I don't want to spend a lot of time on that, but it is Common Core is a big concern. So go ahead, John.
Absolutely. Well, great. That's a great question, and thank you for the opportunity to answer, because a lot of people are absolutely concerned, as they should be. And I'll just say this much up front: it's impossible for us to completely inform everybody about Comic Core. I'm still learning about it. So obviously, the first thing people need to do is to start getting educated about it, start researching at all the facets about it. But essentially, Comic Core, as a set of national standards, that the goal is to get students to have a deeper knowledge, higher order thinking, if you will, about a particular topic. I'm going to stick with math here, and this is all coming from the thought that American students are falling behind on a global level. But essentially, what they're going to do, or what they want to do, or what they currently are doing, depending on what state you're in, is they're approaching. I'm only speaking about math here, but they're approaching teaching math in a different manner, okay? And, mm-hmm. and essentially the big change where people are going to see this is in the style of lesson planning, the way instruction is approached, and assessment. So the standards mm-hmm. themselves, if you actually look at what their objectives are, only from a math point of view, they're pretty common. I mean, we talk about algebra, geometry.
Right.
You really can't restate, a student's going to have to master how to do the distributive property. Well, that's going to be in any standard. It's the way they teach it and the way they're going to test for it. But I guess I will just state right up front, I don't consider Tablet Class to be a Common Core aligned product, because
right.
these products are products that were specifically designed with this new approach. So Tablet Class is a traditional classical approach, and what I believe is a proven approach to teaching math. So it's something that you would be familiar to, I'm familiar to. It's the way we learn, the way and the engineers that sent rockets to the moon learn. It's a great classical traditional approach to teaching math. Common Core approach, it's really yet to be determined on what that's going to be, because it's still going on. Like right now, they're still experimenting. They're still assessing. Some states are actually pulling out of the standards because they're figuring out that this isn't working. So
right.
That's why people need to continue to remain, vigilant and just continue to be educated.
Right, right, because I know we could probably spend one whole broadcast
yeah,
just
absolutely.
On that. But, when I look at your tablet class, and I look at it from a perspective of a longtime homeschool mom who has homeschooled since 1986, and it is a great savings of a math program over some of the things I've used. And I have to tell you, John, it really is a great price. But there are over 100 hours of video instruction, worksheets. There are tests and obviously the test keys, which moms like. There's notes that are there for additional information, as well as this whiteboard technology and video, so that the kids are watching you actually go through and give an explanation on a whiteboard. And, the amazing thing for me is that there are, everything that you need for the middle and high school. So you've got pre-algebra, algebra 1, geometry, and algebra 2. And it really is a fraction of the cost even over, a textbook. And I have to say, we've done pretty much every popular math program that's been out since 1986, and definitely will not list names here. But I have switched from every program that I've used at least once. And, we do have a few that are our favorites, but they are on the more costly side. And so the kids and I took a look at this program, and their only complaint was that it was overly explained. So for me, as a mom, that is a great thing to have something that is explained very well. In other words, they got it pretty quickly over not understanding
right.
it. So, that is a definitely a plus. Well, John, I want to ask you a question here, if I may, and that is, what feedback do you get from families, parents, and students who have used this program?
Well, thank you. This is a great question for me, because I think it will allow me to highlight what we're really successful at. Basically, Tablet Class, in essence, is it's my instruction, where people feel personally connected to me. So it's not tutorials. It's really feeling like the video instruction as it is the same as if they were in a real class with me, or if I was tutoring them directly one-on-one. So the probably the biggest feedback that we get, and it's our brand, is the clear and understandable math. And there's a lot of things I can't do, but the one thing that I've learned through experience, and that's kind of the school of hard knocks, is to teach math in a way where students really get it. And I think you had mentioned about your children saying well, they felt there was a lot of explanation on mm-hmm. a particular lesson. And that's by design, because oftentimes students, the student isn't in the best position to know how much they need to learn. So if it's very easy for them, it might be easy in that moment in time, or maybe the first series of exercises. But when it comes to more advanced material, you really need a strong foundation. And I really take a lot of time to design my lessons. So it's extremely comprehensive by the way I approach instruction. But my style of instruction is very easy to listen to. I'm not esoteric. I don't scare students away. It's almost conversational, and it's almost like if I'm tutoring them along the way. But this comes through experience. The bottom line is that when people walk away, when a student goes through my course, they will have had a highly comprehensive education. And there's a lot of material. Every problem is explained. And I go through it. I talk about the pros and cons and common mistakes, mm-hmm. what to avoid, what skills you need to have in order to do well in the current topic. So there's a lot going on, and it's oftentimes when I approach a lesson, I already know what problems students are going to have before they even start the lesson. So this is why, whether it's Cabot class or any other program, you really want to have something done by an experienced math teacher. And let me just say real quick, if a math teacher, someone with a PhD in math that's never taught high school or middle school level students, that person, although they certainly could probably do well, you want somebody with the experience who have actually taught that age group, because a lot of things going on, you really have to know what you're doing. And you have to have an engaging personality. If you're dry, especially if you come through on a video instruction, you really have to be able to engage the student, keep them engaged, and teach them in a way that they like. So if they like learning from your instruction, they're going to come back and continue to learn with you. So that's been the biggest feedback that we've gotten. And from that, that's really built our business, our success, because people say, wow, it's been a great, not only is it a great price, it's a great education. And that's the most important thing. So for me, that kind of testimonials is really what kind of gauges our success. So once again, I can say, hey, you don't have to buy it to try it. There's plenty of examples on our site, but that's pretty much the biggest feedback, is the style of instruction. So if you like the way I teach, then you can have, if your child likes the way I teach, then, hey, I can be their teacher for pre-algebra, algebra 1, geometry, and algebra 2. So that's pretty much the essence of Cabot class. It's personalized, it's individual, it's my instruction. It's not a program. It's really my classroom. So thank you for the question.
That is awesome. And so, I'm looking at this and saying, okay, I looked at your website and I looked at the prices and I said, okay, $49.95 for a month, or 6 months is $74.95, or a year is $99.95. And then you have a full year course coming up and you do these specials, which is, we've got one coming up at the time of this recording. You have it normally for the convention season time, which begins in May through the summertime. So if you're listening to this audio, earlier or later, another time before this sale, be vigilant unless you want to go ahead. And even for $100 a year, John, that is a fabulous price. And that is per student. Is that correct?
That is correct. And I thank you for highlighting that. That's by design. We really have worked on our pricing through the years, and we were actually much more expensive several years ago. But we found out that although we were probably on par with a lot of other common homeschool programs, that we priced out a lot of people out of the market, and we wanted to go to a different, more inclusive strategy. So it's actually been much more beneficial for us, so we're really happy to offer a great, great amount of information. And most people, when they get a membership at this cost, they can't believe how much value is in there. So our strategy is we try to give people take away any possible excuse for them not to consider our program, and we didn't want pricing to be one of those. So we're excited, you know, to be out there, to be part of the homeschool community, and you know, to be an option for homeschoolers. You know, high quality, tremendous amount of information for a really reasonable cost. So there is a free demo, by the way, on our website, so people can go in and our philosophy is try before you buy. So there's plenty of free videos they can watch and assess before they actually make a decision. So, anyways, thank you so much about the pricing information.
Yeah.
I do think that's important.
Well, and you've got this, right, this full year's course is $50, and the way for them to get that is to sign up on your blog, on your newsletter, and sign up for the demo and list that they are a homeschool family, and then they will be presented with that offer when it is on sale. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's correct. So as long as they're on our homeschool list, our email list, they'll go ahead and get the notifications when we send those out, and that'll be generally we start in May, and then we run them periodically through the homeschool buying season, which is like May through September, people buying our curriculums for the next year. But that's the way for them to get it qualified. Very, very direct, very easy, and all we need is your basically your name and your email address, and you qualify. It's a great opportunity to have been highly successful and popular the last couple of years we've been running it. So we definitely encourage people. They're astounded how much they get for $49.95.
Oh, my gosh, yeah.
With our program.
It's fabulous, and I have to tell you that recently I was going to have my taxes prepared, and this lady is a friend of mine, and she also was at one time a homeschooler. She's a full-time CPA, but she was homeschooling with, you know, in her back offices. The kids were doing school, and it worked for a time, and it no longer was working for her, but she put her children in school, and she was just saying to me, I'm her resource, John. I walk in and she'll say, do you have a good writing curriculum? Or do you? So this time it was, my seventh grader is really struggling with math, and he's going to be going into high school or eighth grade and, into pre-algebra, and I'm just, you know, dreading it. What do you have? And I could tell her about tablet class, and I said, he's going to be running a special, and she said, I'm not waiting for a special. You know, for $100, are you kidding me? You know, because she does pay for a Christian private school. So she was really excited about, you know, that offer and, just the regular price and not even waiting for the offer. So there you have it, you know, and I find that all the time that when I'm excited about something or find something that is, you know, really going to work, then, you know, you just share it. And so I really urge all of you, if you find that this is a beneficial program, you know, share it with your friends. I know I'd heard about you beforehand, before I actually got to speak to you, through a friend who was saying that she was using the program and just really, really was enjoying it. So, you know, word of mouth is possibly the very best advertising out there, isn't it, John? Have you found that?
That's the way we built. We're a small business, but we you simply can't beat. You can't cheat it either, because people, you know, their experiences are going to either be your worst marketing nightmare or your best. And our thing and my thing is, you know, we're passionate about always improving our product, doing a great job. And every member of our site, I look at it as I feel a sense of responsibility for as about their education. I look at them as my student. And so we take this extremely serious. You know, it's just not a business for me or for my team, and I think that shows through. And when people walk away and they feel like their child's got a really great education for $50 a year, it's this kind of thing that people, you know, would recommend. And so we're in it for the long run. And our thing is we're focused on service. We want to get it right for the people, you know, the majority of people. And it's not just homeschoolers. It's anybody who needs to learn math independently, but a good amount of those folks that need to, you know, have that kind of need are homeschoolers. So we've become more homeschool focused. So, for example, we just create a new final exam and a kind of follow-along workbook that people can supplement with that course. But over the years, I'm becoming more and more focused on helping homeschoolers. And now I kind of feel like I'm an honorary homeschooler, although I don't homeschool myself. My son's about ready to graduate high school. I just have a tremendous amount of respect for the courage and commitment that homeschooling families have. So how can we support those families? And, you know, we're going to continue to get better. And that's why, you know, it's exciting to be on a show like yours and just getting that message out. But absolutely, word of mouth marketing is the best marketing. And like I said, people can try our program without buying it. And that's a disadvantage with a lot of other programs that are out there. You have to buy it, then try it, and then figure out what you're going to do with it if it's not working. That's not the case with Habit Class, and that's my design.
Yeah, and I know for me the problem has been with the textbook oriented curriculums, even if they have a compendium that is a teaching, you know, CD or DVD that goes along with it, that it's either they're not using the same math problem. So you've got an example that's given, and then you look at the examples in the book and they don't match, which is frustrating to kids. Or it's, you know, a little bit off. So they covered, you know, a specific a part of that, how to do that problem, but not all of it. So, you know, the fact that under each little subcategory that my kids looked at in this program, and, you know, just to be totally honest, we haven't used it yet. And I asked you to send me a example of geometry because that's what my kids are currently working through. So they did you know, go through and find that it really made sense to them. You know, they said it was very clear cut. And I told you, Dawn, I said, you know, my kids will tell the truth. And so, you know, I said, is it okay if I say, you know, that it was overly explained and you were fine with that? So, you know, for them, you know, they got it quickly. So then what I would say to them was, okay, fine, this is the subcategory you went through. It was new information. You got it with the first explanation. Move on, you know, and then you could do some of the worksheet problems. And if you get that, then you move on. You know, I know my one younger son has the iPad mini, and my daughter would use my iPad. And they were both looking at each other saying, well, we wouldn't have to share and wait and go back over lessons together. So is that what you found as far as feedback from people, that they can take this on the road?
Oh, absolutely, and that's by design. See, when we built the software, I took my teaching experience, what actually works for students. The students want a flexible program. Now, the parent, you know, or a school, they might have different goals. They might say, well, we need to focus on metrics, et cetera. I took this, we built this system for learners. That's where the focus is at, the student. And the student, what they want is a very intuitive, flexible, easy to use, take it anywhere type of program that they can control the pacing. They can, you know, it's not a rigid program. Hey, if they want to go faster, they can go faster. They want to review. They want to work over here. They want to work over there. And so that's why we don't add a lot of additional, say, bells and whistles, all kinds of graphs, all kinds of, you know, flashy different type of things in our software. We keep it pretty intuitive, very simple, and we keep the focus on instruction. One thing I will say that, you know, students, when they use our program versus others programs out there, they like the fact that they can, you know, it fits their learning style. It's visual, it's auditory, it's kinesthetic. You know, you're controlling, you know, with the mouse, or, you know, if you're using an iPad, you're touching your screen. So,
right.
You know, we really feel like we got the design right for a wide range of learners, because we just don't know who's going to be using our system. It could be an accelerated student. It could be somebody who's using it for review. But we've had some amazing stories. We actually had a homeschooler years ago who was legally blind, but because visually they could control our screen size, they were actually
right.
they had a great experience with it because they were able to manipulate it in a way that worked for them. So this is by design. So our software versus say a textbook, you couldn't do that. I mean, although they do have modifications with it or some DVD courses, it's much more difficult to control and kind of morph the product in for your specific needs. But with Tablet Class, we have a really great technology team. You know, we work on making it. And sometimes what looks easy, you know, on the back end is actually difficult. But this is all done by design. So I think that's another feature that people like. They can use it for various ways, either supplement a current curriculum. They can create their own hybrid program. I know a lot of homeschoolers do that. So
right.
And this is one thing that we're really proud about. Our features of our products are flexible, and
very good.
And that really works for independent learners.
Very good. I think that definitely there's a whole segment of Rhodes Schoolers, and we even have a Rhodes School program on our network that look for things that are compact that they can take on the road with them because they're full-time RV families. So, this is a great asset for someone who is on the road, as well as, like my kids, both in the same year, different, they're not twins, but they are, in the same grade level math. And so for them, one of the things I had to do, which as you can imagine is costly, is buy two sets of hardback textbooks. Because last year they had to share one, and that did not go over well, and one took longer than the other one. And so, two sets of textbooks, and this, for me, is worth the cost because they would be able to print out their own things and keep on track on their own pace and work on their own pace. And I think that is very good incentive for kids, especially my kids who are very competitive. I think it is a great asset for those of you that need to take it on the road.
So ultimately, I think having an opportunity like this to speak to you, Felice, is to get the message out that, there's products, there's all different things can work for different families. There's plenty of success stories. Some people are really committed to one particular curriculum. I won't name the major homeschool products out there, but they've been successful for a lot of families. But I think what happens is a lot of homeschoolers, just the ones I speak to throughout the country, they only know these handful of things that what their friends do or what they heard about. And what I want, our goal of the Tablet Class is to say there's another option. And for you to consider has a different flavor, different instructional approach. How it's designed. So I think people will look at it and serves a different need. We are, I think, unique in a lot of ways. Although we're similar to, we hear a lot of comparison. People who generally like us because it's video based. The child likes the instruction, so that we get that comparison a lot. But it is a unique option that homeschoolers should know about us. So when they're considering how they're going to, approach, pre-algebra, algebra one, I think they need to evaluate all options because it's critical. If you get the wrong curriculum matched up with your child, it can lead to some poor results. And more often, this is the thing that I'm so passionate about is when a student struggles in math, and I'll send this message out to all those parents listening, you don't really know. I'm a big believer, and it goes back to my Marine Corps background. Students, I believe, most students out there can do great in math, but they have to have that empowering, encouraging teacher. It's a human thing that it's got to uplift them and drive them to build them up. And I think that comes through my Tablet Class instruction because that's where my mind's at, my energy that I'm thinking about. And you can do it. And I have a lot of experience working with students that have struggled. And I'm like, I'm not going to let that kid fail. That's a significant negative impact on a child to let that happen. So that kind of thing comes through my instruction. But
wonderful.
Homeschooling parents should have, be educated in our options. So for us, we work hard at saying, hey, look, consider us. Come on over to our site, take a look at the instruction, and see if it works for you. And more often than not, we have families that use this. Directly, they love us, or they want to use the instructional part, and they want, use their old curriculum because they like the worksheet. they can kind of do it, you know, do with our program as they wish. But that's my design, and it's really working. And with the price that we offer, you know, it's something I think is very unique. And hopefully, we can get the message out that hey, when you're thinking about, you know, those courses, you know, think about cabin class as an option. And it's more than just a sales pitch. It's something that hey, you really want to know. You know, be very careful in your selection. But anyways, I think that's the biggest thing that I want to do is to inform parents listening. You know, they do have to. If you're homeschooling, it's a tremendous responsibility. You know, you're it's a great benefit, but it's also a lot of responsibility on your part to get that curriculum right. Because if you don't get it right, it can certainly have detrimental impact on your child. But right. There's always hope. You know, you can switch from bad curriculum and repair. We do that a lot as well. We have a lot of success stories of people, students that in a curriculum not working, and they 180 in our program. So we're extremely proud of helping people, and that's really, you know, hopefully that's coming through my message here, is that
yeah,
I am the person behind Cabot Class, and, you know, we're passionate about what we do.
I love it. I love it, John, because you sound like me when I talk about my book. So that's what I kept saying when we were talking before. I've got to get you on the recording because, you know, it really is a passion what we do. It's more than a job, and I just love that you shared that. So thank you. You know, I really urge the listeners to check out tabletclass.com. Again, there's great video instruction and a lot of supplementals for the parents, and at this great price, it's really worth checking out. So thank you so much. I have the founder, John Zimmerman, who has graciously given of his time to share with us this great information and sponsor our wonderful Ultimate Homeschool radio show. So thanks again, John, for taking the time and sharing with us your passion for teaching kids about math.
Well, thank you for this opportunity, and it's been great. And you know, if anybody has any more questions, you know, they're not being answered, they can certainly reach out to me directly. We have a contact form on our website, so I'll be happy to get back to them as well. So thank you, Felice.
All right. God bless. Thank you.
Thanks so much for joining another episode of the Ultimate Homeschool Radio Show. Please connect with me, Felice Gerwitz, and all of our show hosts on the Ultimate Homeschool Radio Network on Facebook. Until next time, keep smiling.